It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
WWE kicks off the new year in Boston with a WWE Super Show live from the TD Garden. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Myself, Andy Wong, Mike Riley, Lauren Founds will be doing the WWE VIP Superstar Experience with our dear friend Billy Smith. Right now, Liv Morgan is a WWE superstar who I personally fell in love with when she was part of the Riot Squad. Liv has since spun off into on her own as a singles competitor, and we all get to watch her each and every Monday night on Raw, and we'll get to see her do her thing in the ring Sunday afternoon when WWE comes to Boston and is at the TD Garden. The great Liv Morgan is my guest at this time. Liv, how are you?
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. My day is instantly better because I get to talk to you for a few minutes.
Thank you. Me too.
Liv, I think you have a wonderful story to tell, and I think WWE did a documentary on you before, maybe about a year ago. And I want to start with kind of your name, Liv Morgan. What's the background of the name Liv Morgan?
The real background is that, you know, when you arrive to Performance Center, when it's time to create your character, you send in like a list of names, right? And I must have sent in like 3 different list of names, and they thought all my names are so terrible. All the names that I picked, they thought it was so bad. So literally I show up to TV one day at Full Sail for an NXT taping, and they pulled me aside and they were like, all right, you're either Liv Morgan or you're Liv Gallows.
Ooh.
And I was like, I guess I pick Liv Morgan. And I always liked the name Liv. I didn't really like Morgan, you know, but I grew to love it. I grew to love it all. And I found so many little puns to use Liv for and little fun little things I can use. So I grew to really
SmackDown
really...
Liv is one of my favorites.
SmackDown Liv, you only live once. Liv is life. Watch me live. I mean, I could go on and
or
on
as it says on your screen right now, Liv is the
Liv
best.
Liv is the best.
A few years ago, you did the Live Your Life Challenge on social media. And I remember 2 videos in particular from this. One was Lacey Evans and you walking down random streets singing. And the other was randomly diving into a lake. Now, will the Live Your Life Challenge ever come back? Because I feel like if Vince or Bruce ever got their hands on this idea, it would be a weekly segment.
Oh, I would love to, but I feel like it's a bit of a liability. We were doing crazy things that day. We pretty much were just daring each other, you know, like, go live your life, you know? And so she literally jumped in, like, the Toronto, I don't even know, river. I don't even know what she jumped in, but she did it full cloth and just jump in, and there was, like, no swimming signs. And she just jumped in, and we walked around the city, like, soaking wet. I dared her to just start singing, so she broke into song, and literally, as she's singing, a homeless man had walked by and was like, shut up. Like,
it was a so wonderful video, and I just feel like Bruce and Vince would just, or Michael Hayes or whoever's producing Raw at that time, like, they just get their hands on this, and this would be a weekly thing, the Live Your
Life Challenge.
Great.
It was gold. Honestly, there was stuff that you can't write in there. You know, like, we had so much fun that day. So much fun. She's so crazy, and I can't wait for her to get back in action.
Do you have an expecting date for her to be back in action? Anything you want to break some news? Or? No? Okay.
Not sure. You know, she just, I think she's like not even 2 months off of, you know, giving birth. And so I'd love to have her back. She's one of my best friends and she's such an incredible talent, but I really don't know. I don't know her timeline.
Yeah. Who have been some of your advocates and mentors in your time in WWE?
I feel like I've had so many. I've had so many people, luckily, you know, on my side and on my team, that just want the best for me. But Natalia has been so great. TJ has been so great. Bailey, Tamina, tons of people in the back as far as production and the writing team. They've all just been really, really, really gracious and happy for me, especially over the last couple months that I'm, you know, getting all these cool opportunities. It's been really great and really nice.
I'm a fan of the Riot Squad. Do you still keep in touch with Ruby Riot?
Of course. Ruby and Sarah. I keep in touch with them both, even though we're all doing such crazy different things right now. You know, we always make sure to check in. I love the Riot Squad. Those are the most fun days of my career, you know, on screen and backstage and just in life. We had great time traveling the world together. We really did.
There's a story that I'll share really quickly is we met at a house show at TD Garden. We were with Billy Smith and we went backstage. It was myself and Mike Riley, and I had a photo, an 8x10 photo. It was of the Riot Squad, and Sarah wasn't there. And so Ruby is like, oh, can I sign her signature for you? And I go, yeah, of course you can, because it's a great story. It's a better story if you're forging her signature on my 8x10. So she did that.
Oh, my gosh. Every time we do autographs, whether we're on the road or in the airport, if someone gives me a program or a photo and it has Ruby and Sarah, I always do hearts on them. And it's something that we all do. Like sometimes I'll see a photo that someone had gotten Ruby to sign and I wasn't there. And so by the time I get the photo, there's a heart over me and then I sign it. You know, it's just a little thing that we do.
That's great. Right now you find yourself chasing Becky Lynch in the Raw Women's Championship. You've had two high profile matches with Becky Lynch, a loss on Raw by Becky cheating and a loss at the day one pay-per-view
by Becky cheating.
Poked
my eyes. Okay.
I was getting there because after the pinfall, you were holding your eyes and you were telling the referee that she either poked you in the eye, thumbed you in the eye, or, you know, just blurred out your vision. So this Becky Lynch is just trying to cheat and win at all costs. Why is this Becky Lynch? Why is Becky Lynch needing to cheat to beat you?
Interesting, because she seems to think that, you know, I am so easy to beat. So, you know, you wouldn't think that she'd have to resort to cheating to beat me. She always says that I've done nothing and that I've beat no one. So, you know, someone that you think so low of, why would you need to go to such lengths to beat them? It's an interesting concept. You know, I really don't know. But I think she did it because she was worried and she was nervous. And I brought to her a level of competition that she didn't expect from me, which is her own fault, because I've been saying this whole entire time, you know, watch me. It's my fault for, I guess, not expecting it from her, you know, which is crazy because I totally expect it from her. But I guess just at that point, I was so in the zone. And I was about to hit my finisher, and I didn't think there was a way where she could cheat, but she poked my eye, so I was wrong.
Dirty Becky Lynch. I never
was. I know, and she's the dirtiest.
This Sunday at TD Garden, it'll be you and Bianca Belair challenging Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship in a triple threat match. What's kind of the strategy going into a three-way match for you with Bianca Belair also gunning for the Raw Women's Championship?
Yeah, I feel like triple threats are always hard. It's a way harder dynamic to focus on two people than to focus on one and to lose. You know, you don't even need to be the one that's being pinned. So it's very high stakes. It's very high pressure. There's so much involved that you need to be aware of. I just have to prepare, you know. I don't know that there's a strategy that I can necessarily have. I know Becky's going to cheat, and I know how great Bianca is and how well-rounded Bianca is, you know. So I've just got to go in there and just, I feel like it's going to be more mental. You know, I can't psych myself out. I have to stay in the zone. I have to think positive thoughts and go into there thinking that I'm going to win and then wrestle Becky at Royal Rumble for the Raw Women's Championship and win.
And win.
Yeah.
And win. That's the important thing there is you're going to win, Liv.
Yeah, I think so too. Thing. I'm excited.
And if not, maybe you'll win the Royal
Rumble. We buy it. Yeah.
Win or win,
yeah, also that too, you know. I feel like it's a win-win for me regardless. I'm either going to win the number one contendership match, and I'm going to go into Rumble, and I'm going to face Becky Lynch, and I'm going to win the title, or I'm going to win the Royal Rumble, and then I'm going to face Becky Lynch for the title at WrestleMania. So either way, it ends or with Liv, me beating Becky Lynch for the title at WrestleMania.
Or Liv, you can beat her in Boston on Sunday in the three-way match for the championship.
That too.
Because as we know, Liv, because I feel like you've been a lifetime WWE fan, anything can happen in the world wrestling. Oh, wait, we can't say that. Anything can happen in WWE.
Anything does happen, and I'm sure it will. You never know what's going to happen at these shows, which is the fun part of it. You never know.
One of the fun things. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was done.
One of the fun things about live events is the WWE Superstar Experience. It's something that I mentioned at the top of the show. It's a next level WWE experience for the live events in Boston. You get a ringside seat, you get a swag bag, you get to walk the aisle, and you get to meet WWE superstars like Liv Morgan, and you get to hang out with Billy Smith. You did one of these recently. What kind of experience is that for you to have a level of interaction with the WWE fan?
I love it. I love it so much, and I want to do every single one of them because it means so much to me to meet the fans. And I know like everyone says that, but it really does. I love to meet them. I love to communicate with them. I love to be engaging. I love to feel their energy. I love for them to feel my energy and to just be comfortable around me and just to talk to me. I love to meet them all. It's like one of my favorite parts. I love people. And so to meet the fans who are the supporters of, you know, this company and this business, I am open and willing to do it any day of the week. So it's such a cool thing to see them before the show. And then it makes them more excited for the show. So when I come out, they're so excited to see me and they cheer for me. It's so cool.
I'll be there with a ringside seat. I expect a high five. How's that?
Oh, of course. I'm going to be looking for you.
My last question is on your Twitter bio at Liv Only. I'm not even going to try to do it. On your Twitter bio, it says you make soap. What's the story behind, for lack of a better way of saying it, you being in the soap business?
So, during the pandemic, I got so bored, you know, where you're so used to traveling 300 plus days a year. And then that turned into, being on the road 4 days a week to driving to the performance center from my house and filming for Thunderdome and then driving back, you know, so I had so much free time on my hands, essentially is what I'm saying, that I didn't really know what to do with. So I started to like dibble and dabble and started making like these homemade natural organic products because that's what I like. I like all natural. And then, so I just got really good at it pretty much. And then I just thought, maybe this is something that I can make a business out of. And then so I did. And I've been doing it since September. And every month I try to come out with a new collection or drop. And everything's handmade and hand-packed and shipped. All done here. And it's just something I really enjoyed. It's something that's so different than what I do in wrestling. And it gives me a different feeling than what I get from wrestling. And just a little piece of something for me personally that fans can enjoy because it's made with such good intention, you know, such good intention and such love. And it's been such a fun process for me too. And so it's just been this little baby project of mine that I just try to nurture and take care of.
And where can fans purchase soap from Liv Morgan?
You can purchase any of our products from shoplivmore.shop. And we just dropped a new collection on January 1st. So that is up for sale now. And I hope you guys enjoy if you guys get anything.
Excellent. WWE returns to TD Garden this Sunday. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com, TD Garden box office. Scheduled to appear are Roman Reigns, Charlotte Flair. There's a fatal four-way match with Big E against Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley. The feature match that we are highlighting right now is Liv Morgan winning the Raw Women's Championship from Becky Lynch in a triple threat match against Bianca Belair as well.
Spoiler.
If you want to pin Bianca instead of Becky, I think I'd be okay with that.
I'm going to pin whoever. I'm pinning anyone that's in my way.
Liv, just in closing, I think it's only a matter of time before you get your hands on a women's championship. And I thank you for your time and continued success going forward. I'm hopeful that you'll see me ringside.
I'll see you Sunday.
I will be watching you live perform. Liv Morgan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'll see you Sunday. Thank you for having me.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.